From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today in Seattle, Boeing is expected to announce formally that it will develop a new passenger jetliner, the 787. The news will be given to thousands of Boeing employees in less than an hour. Joining us now from Seattle is NPR's Wendy Kaufman. Wendy, why is the 787 so important to Boeing?
Robert, it's really important to Boeing for two reasons. First of all, Boeing has to get back on track if it wants to stay in the commercial airplane business. In recent years, Airbus has come on extremely strong. Airbus, the European rival, will actually deliver more planes this year than Boeing. And the backlog of orders on Airbus's books is much larger than it is on Boeing's books. The second reason this plane is so important coming at this time is, as you know, Boeing has been embroiled in a lot of ethical questions, even scandals, a criminal investigation. The CEO resigned. The CFO was fired. So Boeing needs to get back on track.
Just need some good news. What's so different about this plane?
Well, the company will spend about $8 to $10 billion to develop composite materials. There are going to be lots of high-tech goodies in the plane. You'll be able to have instant web access from your seat. But beyond that, the way they're going to build this plane is to make it super efficient. It will run on less fuel. It will be a lot more efficient for the airlines to operate. Beyond that, Boeing is using foreign partners and their money in a way it hasn't really done before. The Japanese, for example, have a huge role in building the wings and providing some capital for this plane. So they're going to build it different and finance it different to some extent.
And who is likely to buy the 787?
Well, that, of course, is the $64,000 question. The Boeing salespeople will be out on the hustings, probably tomorrow morning, trying to find launch customers, customers that will sign on early. There's a report that all Nippon Airlines in Japan may be interested in being an initial customer. They hope that as a point-to-point airline, this plane will fly about 200 to 250 passengers from one place to another. They're hoping that mid-range efficient plane will be the wave of the future. On the other hand, Airbus is taking a really different bet. They're developing a super jumbo that will carry more than 500 people to hubs. So Boeing is betting that the airlines want a mid-range plane that will fly between most city pairs.
Let's go back to the story of Boeing's legal troubles that you mentioned earlier, the story of the tanker lease deal with the Pentagon. What's the latest on the various investigations of that?
Well, the $18 billion Air Force tanker deal, as you know, is on hold. There's both a Pentagon investigation and a criminal investigation now by the Justice Department. There are allegations of misconduct between Boeing's then CFO and a Pentagon official who later went to work for Boeing. So that is on hold. At the same time, the company has been barred from some rocket launch business. The company was caught with some 25,000 pages of documents from its rival, Lockheed Martin, in that competition. So Boeing is kind of up to its eyeballs and really needs to get back on track.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman speaking with us from Seattle.